Hello, this is Wayne Gernick from Moments by Wayne, and this is the Wedding Words of Wisdom podcast. I talk with so many wedding professionals about everything wedding, locations, photography, gowns, cakes, and so much more. Please check out all of the podcasts on Wedding Radio at momentsbywayne.com, as well as on the podcast app. Now, listen in and enjoy. So I'm sitting here with someone that I'm going to attempt to pronounce his name the right way, Roberto Bastianini. Roberto Bastianini. If I do it fast, it sounds better, whether I'm right or wrong, who is one of the most gracious people that I've met on this tour of joy, is what I'm going to start calling it, because it's been an amazing experience. And I'm also sitting here with Sandra Santoro, that I had butchered, yes, your name, but I got his right. I'm sorry. Who we're going to talk with in this segment, because Sandra has graciously agreed to translate for me, because I don't speak or understand Italian, and Roberto understands more than he's letting me know. And Sandra gets it off from both sides, and then we're going to do a talk with Sandra after. Anyway, I'm here sitting in this glass-enclosed space at the restaurant at Torre di Berati. I think I pronounced that well. And I'm overlooking the Berati, is it Cove, which has beautiful boats and an incredible beach. And in front of us are these amazing agricultural gardens. There's grape vineyards, there's olive groves with, believe it or not, these trees, these olive trees that are so graceful, are as much as 1,000 years old on an agricultural property that drapes down the hillside and ends at the sea. And I'm just finishing up a meal, a very simple lunch, which is sort of a joke to me because there's nothing simple about it other than the fact that everything is the most delicious. And I said to Roberto at one point that this has been the most incredible meal, and no matter how I explain it in words, I usually try to put together words that come together to create a feeling in someone's mind, but I can't even come up with the words that will equal the quality and deliciousness and flavor and all of the other things that go into what this meal has been like. I will have pictures of it posted, but it was unbelievable. And so Roberto, who is the consummate host, is over talking with a couple of his guests that are here for lunch probably and maybe staying on property. And as soon as he comes back, we're going to get started and I'm going to start questioning him. He is the calmest, most gracious, kind person who is now coming over to me and smiling. And so in my introduction, I was supposed to talk about how comfort and modernity, history and culture, between the sea and hills in a spectacular setting come together. And then I had written down notes, simply wonderful, beautiful place to stay, atmosphere, charming, stylish, and most importantly, organic. And it's a unique Tuscany retreat. And I spoke too long because Roberto needed to go someplace. So I'm going to keep talking. Roberto, I'm ready for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready also.
Okay, good. I just gave a huge, long introduction to everything. And simply amazing. But what I want from you is I want your best 2-minute description, because I can't stay for 3 hours, but I'd love to. But
questa azienda, questo bioresort, è posta sul Golfo di Barati e noi siamo un'azienda biodinamica dove produciamo un po' di tutto. La biodinamica è un concetto spirituale di coltivare. Siccome sono una persona molto religiosa, ho l'ambizione di produrre con lo spirito di Dio i prodotti della terra. E spero che chiunque possa venire e vedere questo posto riesca a capire se quello che sto facendo è una cosa giusta o no.
I'm coming back to you.
So we are here located in this resort on the Gulf of Barati. It is a very special place and a very spiritual place at the same time. I am a very religious person and I put all my spirituality and my concept of religion in what I do. And I hope that all those people coming here to visit us can really feel and understand this and tell me if I'm going into the right direction to convey this kind of feeling and spirituality.
I would absolutely say that you are. I think that there is a joy and a comfort level and a calmness. And here I go, because I can't even think of all the words I want to use, because it's just serene and it's everything that something on this type of hillside with that type of view and the earth beneath my feet should be. So now you have to tell him what I said.
Quello che dice che effettivamente sente questo sentimento di serenità e di spiritualità, quindi è d'accordo nella strada intrapresa, e dice questo si sente e si percepisce dal contesto, dalla vista e anche dalla terra sotto i suoi piedi. Quindi Etruscan land.
Yes, Etruscan land. That's exactly where it comes from. It's very important, the history and the time passes, doesn't it?
Questo era uno dei maggiori porti, se non il più importante in tutta Europa.
This was one of the main harbor, if not the most important one in Europe.
In 450 avanti Cristo.
In 450 before Christ.
Yeah. Before the Roman Empire.
Oh, we got some English from you.
Just a little.
Okay, I'll take whatever I can get. So I like to play a little game. And not so much a game, but we spoke earlier about how I don't know how I'm going... from everything that we ate at lunch together, I turned to you and I said, how do I explain my... culinary experience, meaning the food that I'm eating, which really ultimately comes from the earth, but you and your team have cultivated it in a way that makes it so incredibly satisfying. And I'm not going to keep going, because the question I want to ask you is to give me three words to help me later on when I do my write-up for how to explain this. Just three words without sentences.
Vuole sapere tre cose.
Tre parole per descrivere la sua esperienza culinaria oggi, che poi lui utilizzerà quando andrà a rielaborare la giornata di oggi.
Did you want to go get chef? Is that what you asked?
Probably.
Oh, ask, you can...
coinvolgere lo chef.
Ma lui è peggio di me.
No.
Okay.
Allora, sapori antichi.
So okay. Old flavors, old tastes.
Old flavors and tastes. Mm-hmm. If I get it wrong, just tell me and I'll correct it.
Sapori integri naturalmente.
Mm-hmm. So
flavors which have not been influenced by other things, so which are natural, 100%.
Okay. And quella cosa in più che è data dal contesto in cui si vive, perché è un posto completamente naturale e non c'è mai stato fatto niente se non noi.
And that extra value, that added value which is given by the fact that the context, the place is completely natural and there's nothing else than the people living here.
Okay, so that was a lot more than three words. But it's okay. It's okay. And I wish I could, on this recording, I wish I could show you, but we're not going to do a video, so it's okay. Tell him.
Mi sarebbe piaciuto mostrare anche il video, ma non lo faremo, quindi sarà soltanto una registrazione audio.
Io sono molto più contento che sia audio e non video.
I definitely prefer it to be just audio and not video.
That's fine. And I give my challenge to anybody that is listening to this, and it comes true from deep within me. I give my challenge that if they listen to this, they really, really, really have to come and meet you in person, because you're going to put them at ease the minute they meet you. And you have a spirit that is just as incredible as the land that you live on and cultivate, and the food that you provide as sustenance for the people that come here.
E la sfida che lui lancia alle persone che ascolteranno questa intervista è quella di venire qui sul posto personalmente e quindi avere la possibilità di conoscere il posto, di conoscere la sua spiritualità, così come la spiritualità del luogo e della terra. Perfetto. Che viene coltivata.
Grazie.
Grazie to you. And so I have two more questions, and I look at my notes because it reminds me that I really should be asking things that I thought about even before I arrived, because they're so much more important now that I've been here. This location presents a picture that is so perfect in its natural beauty, but there's a bigger picture that is really painted here that, unless they hear it from you, people won't understand. And I think you need to paint a little bit of a fuller picture about what you do here with your agriculture and your gardens, your herb gardens, your vegetable gardens, the cheeses that you and your team. I know you don't do everything. I know these are long questions for you to translate. You can get the gist of it, right?
Sure.
The cheeses that I've tasted, the honey, the prosciutto, the salamis, the olive oil. It's amazing. And so I want you to, in your own space, and it can be short, paint that verbal picture just and talk, because it's incredible to hear you from your own words.
Allora, nel contesto di una, diciamo, di un quadro limitato che è quello della struttura, c'è un contesto più ampio che è quello del lavoro che viene portato avanti quotidianamente nell'agricoltura del luogo, ma anche nelle produzioni, dai salami ai formaggi, tutto quello che viene servito e prodotto localmente, il miele, l'erbe, l'olio e così via. Quello che Wayne chiede è una descrizione di questo, direi, macro contesto in cui lei opera, al di là della location, della struttura in sé.
Couples would have the most incredible experience. There are plenty of spots on this property to be in the olive groves. There is a beautiful vineyard of grapes. There is the vegetable garden that sits just below where we're sitting. And then across the way is there is the most beautiful open field out there. And Sandra, you and I were over there with Roberto. And we talked about, I said, wouldn't it be incredible to put up a marquee here and do an incredible wedding? And your response was, yeah, but I wouldn't put up the marquee. And I think there's the opportunity for somewhere in between what we both talked about. Maybe a small marquee in an open area. We could do it together.
Combination.
Yeah. But anything goes. And just beyond that field, that open space, are the most beautiful blue waters of the bay. The bay, I don't know what to call it because it could be called anything. The beautiful blue waters, there's a sailboat sailing across right now. There's the harbor with a little marina. And then beyond that are the hills and the mountains on the other side. There's accommodations here. I forgot how many rooms.
Quante stanze ci sono? Tre camere e tre appartamenti.
Three rooms and three apartments.
Three rooms and three apartments. So there is room for a small group of people to stay on property if they want to, which I forgot to talk about the rooms because I saw one of them that was not occupied today. And just as much as the incredible meal that we all got to share today, just as incredible as that was, I walked up this very, I'm gonna tell the story as I think I told it to you, Sandra. I walked up this beautiful natural stone staircase, and there's a couple doors that are just beautiful, soft wood that, you know, someone really took time to make sure were simple and understated and not overbearing in a hallway. And when the door opened, once again, I couldn't believe what was on the other side of the door. It was an open room for accommodations with a beautiful bed and an open bathroom to the whole space. Of course, the commode, the toilet, and the bidet were behind a mirrored door, but the sink and the shower and everything were so perfectly beautiful and designed. And in fact, Roberto and his team, whoever helped design that, this beautiful place, has actually won some very high architectural awards. The architect did. Say that again.
Zeno Pucci.
Okay. Zeno Pucci.
Is the name of the architect.
Is the name of the
architect.
The person.
Yes.
The architect that designed it. And it's obvious why the award was given.
E quindi ora noi siamo qui con molto piacere a fare questo splendido lavoro ed accogliere eventuali clienti. Le persone che hanno interesse a vedere questa situazione.
There's not so much to say about me because I'm a very normal person. I'm a very tranquil, calm person. But above all, I would say that I am blessed. Blessed to be here, blessed to work in this wonderful place. Blessed to be working in a place where the Etruscan have really welcomed us. They have decided us to be here to protect and safeguard this environment. There were other people who have tried to do this, but mainly driven by business, and for some reason they have not succeeded. So this means that we were supposed to be here and live here and work here, blessed by ancient civilization.
I think that we are blessed to be able to come here and experience what you have here. And I think that I would really strongly suggest that if anybody's listening to this and understands the discussion and the talk, they would understand that they really, really, really have to come here. And this is really meant for you know, the intention of these recordings was for couples who want to have a wedding celebration. And I think that a couple that would come here and get married on this property would have an experience that is comparable to none. And that's how I feel. So I thank you.
Thank you to you.
Thank you for allowing me to come and experience this. And I promise you I will be back.
Oh, wonderful.
This is Wayne Gernick, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the Wedding Words of Wisdom podcast. For more information, go to momentsbywayne.com and click on Wedding Radio. And be sure to subscribe on your podcast app. Thanks for listening.